My favorite session at the DA Hub was probably a conversation around predictive modeling. Oddly, it wasn't even a topic I picked to lead. I was a late fill-in for a health scratch. But my experience with the conversational format at the Hub is that unlike speaker sessions, it's really hard to predict which conversations are going to sing. It was a terrific, interesting group with a lot of real-world experience. One of the areas we dived into was outliers. Almost every data set has some outliers, and those unusual data points are both an area of interest and a pain in the ass. The problem with outliers is they can have an outsized impact on your model. One of our group members was from the CDC and had some terrific stories about the spikes around Zika and swine flu. Those kinds of traffic spikes are almost impossible to predict, and including them in your model can warp it to the point where all the useful data about what content works gets lost. So most of the time, one of the things you'll bake into a modeling exercise is outlier removal, a step that is, in many respects, a part of data normalization. Data normalization is another nearly standard technique to make sure you aren't overweighting variables based on scale instead of effect. These days, a lot of analytic studios come with automated outlier removal, and it's generally pretty foolproof. But as an analyst, I think it's always worthwhile looking at the outliers, thinking about where to draw the line and what's interesting to include. And sometimes it's interesting to analyze the outliers, a topic that also came in for a lot of discussion that I'll minute next.